is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Muammar Gaddafi announced yesterday that Libya has been trying to develop various weapons of mass destruction, and he promised not only to dismantle them, but also to allow the international community to make certain that he does. Apparently, Libya has been negotiating for some time with the United States and Great Britain, and NPR's Mike Schuster reports that Libya's decision has been well received in Washington and London.
Some in the Bush administration thought Libya should have been included in the axis of evil. Others placed it in the junior varsity of dangerous adversaries intent upon acquiring weapons of mass destruction. But until the simultaneous announcements late yesterday in Washington and London, there was no hint of the extent of Libya's secret weapons program. At the White House, President Bush praised the decision that Gaddafi has made.
He's agreed immediately and unconditionally to allow inspectors from international organizations to enter Libya. These inspectors will render an accounting of all nuclear, chemical, and biological weapons programs and will help oversee their elimination. Colonel Gaddafi's commitment, once it is fulfilled, will make our country more safe and the world more peaceful.
The negotiations with Libya began last March when, according to President Bush, Gaddafi sent the message that he wanted to end his weapons programs. He told Libyan officials to provide documentation on these programs to British and American experts. In October and again this month, U.S. and British teams traveled to Libya and visited 10 secret nuclear sites, which included equipment for the enrichment of uranium, a key step in producing a nuclear bomb. The Libyans also showed the experts large amounts of mustard agent, a World War I-era chemical weapon, and precursor chemicals for more dangerous weapons. It was known previously that Libya had constructed two facilities that made chemical weapons. The Libyans also admitted to procuring dual-use technology that could be used to pursue biological weapons and to working with North Korea to manufacture longer-range Scud missiles. In London, Tony Blair also hailed what Gaddafi had done.
This decision by Colonel Gaddafi is an historic one and a courageous one, and I applaud it. It will make the region and the world more secure. It shows that the problems of proliferation can, with goodwill, be tackled through discussion and engagement to be followed up by the responsible international agencies.
Blair said Libya has agreed to sign the so-called additional protocol of the International Atomic Energy Agency, which gives IAEA inspectors the right to carry out highly intrusive and surprise inspections anywhere they suspect secret nuclear work is underway. The Libyan announcement came just a day after Iran also signed the additional protocol. Diplomats at the IAEA in Vienna said there had been suspicions of clandestine nuclear weapons work in Libya, but this appears to be another example, along with Iran, Iraq, and North Korea, of a nation cheating on its commitments not to pursue nuclear weapons. Libya is a signatory of the Nuclear Nonproliferation Treaty. President Bush, clearly pleased with Libya's decision, suggested it came about because of the tough stance of the U.S., from the war in Iraq to pressure on North Korea and Iran, to prevent the proliferation of weapons of mass destruction.
All of these actions by the United States and our allies have sent an unmistakable message to regimes that seek or possess weapons of mass destruction. Those weapons do not bring influence or prestige. They bring isolation and otherwise unwelcome consequences.
Prime Minister Blair chose to emphasize the success of diplomatic pressure to bring Libya into line.
Today's announcement, however, shows that we can fight this threat through more than purely military means, that we can defeat it peacefully if countries are prepared in good faith to work with the international community to dismantle such weapons.
Although President Bush said this decision would help to bring Libya back into the community of nations, he did not announce the end of U.S. economic sanctions on Tripoli, in place since the 1980s as a consequence of Libya's support for terrorist attacks, especially the bombing of Pan Am Flight 103 over Lockerbie, Scotland in 1988. Mike Schuster, NPR News.